to walk on. Oh, y'all better come on with me. The reason why I'm paralyzed, I can't move, I'm so frustrated, disillusioned, and hard to get along with, because I'm walking in me. And I can't get no resolution out of me. I got to have faith in him. Get back in faith. Not just I believe, but he said I believe and therefore. Is this any good? Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the winds was. Is anybody boat contrary? I'm not talking about nothing wrong with you. I'm just saying, is your boat contrary because of the winds? See, I'm going to find out if you're in faith. Can you endure the winds? Because the Bible says the winds will come, the rain will descend, the floods will come and beat up on the house. Can I give you one thing? I'm going to let you go. I'm going to tell you when you're really healed. When you're really delivered, when you're really in faith, can you stand the seasons of life?
All right.
Because when you go through something, this is medicine now, you better hold on to this. Put it in your pocket, write the prescription down, because you're going to have to take some somewhere in your life. When you're going through something, and even though I'm going through, God got me, God kept me, God delivered me, but it's yet to be proved. Because the Bible says she was healed, but she wasn't whole.
All right. All right.
The way you can tell if a person is whole, not healed, because you know, have you ever been sick and you felt better?
Yeah.
Jumped up, ran outside, got the... I was feeling better. I was healed, but I wasn't. And now I mess around and get a double attack.
All right.
But the way you can tell is the four seasons.
All right.
You know, spring, summer, winter, fall. I learned this when my mom passed. Well, it hit me like a boom, right? I'm somewhere trying to take it, handle it, collect myself. So I say, I got it now. Let's get back out here. Let's go. Summer. Summertime is indicative of sunshine, and everything was going well. I didn't feel nothing, just jubilant, talking about. And then the spring came. Come on, somebody. I started getting around some. I had to go to a funeral. While I'm up there, I wasn't doing nothing in the funeral, but while the funeral was going, something hit me. I thought I was whole. I discovered I was just healed. Because I'm sitting up there, I got to leave the place. Because I done broke out in a spontaneous cry. When they started crying about and they walking and somebody broke out and cried, that thing caught me. And because I wasn't over what I was dealing with, that thing shook me. I had to dismiss myself. So now that's summer, spring, fall. Fall is the time when things start to, you know, change and then you say, I'm over that man.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you sound good. But what happened when you seen him at the grocery store?
Right.
I'm over him now. See, the seasons, I ain't went through all four seasons to validate I can handle that. I'm at the grocery store, just blossoming, singing and whistling. And all of a sudden, who come around the corner? With an apple in his hand. It wasn't Eve. It was Adam. And now you're sitting there. You don't know to run, faint, or what. And y'all begin to, if I'm healed, because you know the one that violated you and hurted you, you don't never want to see him. It don't make a difference if you see him again. Ain't nothing happening. But that wasn't who came around that corner. This one came from the garden with the apple. And when you looked at him and saw him, you knew you was in trouble. I was over that. Was you? What happened when you was going and doing and something happened in your life and it disappointed you?
All right.
They didn't pay you like they supposed to. And now you're mad. Who was the first number you called? See, I thought you was over that. See, we discover until you're able to go through your seasons, you can't validate your healing. You can't validate if you whole. Because your season's going to pull out of you what's in you. Some of us need to stay under the doctor's care a little longer. You know, you're supposed to get out on the 16th. What you doing here? It's the third. I felt better. You know how we get the medicine and we don't take all of it? We take it to enough that I can see. You know, my eyes were locked. I couldn't see. But once one of them open, I'm better now. Man, you see that stuff dripping out your eye? Keep taking that medicine. You ain't coming to here with that. But I feel better. Summer, spring, winter, fall. Them is the seasons of your life that you got to experience before you can declare. God said, listen, come on, y'all. I got to walk by faith. I got to believe the Lord's report. I got to trust in, I got to talk like him. I got to walk like him. But not only that, this text says, I got to fight like him. Are you? See, some of us, we don't fight right. You ever been to fight each other? You can't do that. Now, you done got this twisted, Doc. What we can't do. That's not the rules of fighting. Brother, this is a fight. I would cut you, kick you, spit on you. Come on. If it's going to help my edge. This is my last text and you're going home. 1 Timothy chapter 6. You're going home after this. Everybody say, thank you, Pastor. 1 Timothy. And y'all, trust my heart. Trust my heart. I'm a pastor. I mean, I make no apologies about the gospel because everything is bigger than us. You know, and I told you two Saturday at intercessory prayer to tell you Sunday that the church was under attack. And I told you that there was some warfare going. It has nothing to do with nobody. You know what this is all about? Your pastor. See, if a pastor is going to be worth their salt, they got to prove their ministry. Not this ministry, but their pastorhood. I'm wise enough to understand where the battle is. I just need to know where to fight at. I understand the battle. I just need to know the fight. And if I'm going to be a pastor, I got to take the oversight of the church. I got to preach to the church. I'm not talking to nobody. I'm talking to the church because I'm a pastor. I'm governing the church, not nobody. You hear me? Because the devil want to play with you, but I'm not playing with the devil. What would make you think that you're important, that it's all about you? Did you ever think that it was bigger than you? And if I could be used, do you ever think that the enemy would use you? Because he want to stop what God is doing. People getting saved, healed, delivered, set free. Even we experiencing it. So it's not about me. Trust me. Hear me as your pastor. I'm not thinking about you. Not like that, you know. But I'm not thinking about you. But as the pastor, I got to take the oversight of the church so I can let the Spirit know that we got a spirit of faith up in here. I'm believing God to deliver. I'm not going to take on man battle by myself. I got to stay in him. And I trust him to give me counsel to know how to fight. I'm not going to get in the flesh. If you in the flesh, you done left him. If you so mad that you can't come to him, you missed it. believest thou God? Not only can he get me a card, not only, but he can father me. Not just in my good time. He can father me even when my bad time. He's my God. Are y'all hearing me? Are you in 1 Timothy chapter 6? Because see, the Spirit of God is moving. And I know his hand is upon us. I know he's working in all your lives. I'm seeing people change, marriages put together. I'm seeing this, but I won't be ignorant to think that the devil won't attack us. And I'm not looking at nobody. Jesus was standing in front of Peter with the audacity. Peter just congratulated him, called him Lord, had a revelation that nobody else saw. And Jesus stood right in front of that boy, looked him in his eye, and said, Satan. Now, who the heck are you talking to? Jesus? He was talking to the spirit that was trying to overtake that boy. And if you're a pastor, he saw the spirit. My last text, and you can go home. Verse 11. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, peace, and meekness. He said, now flee these things. Because if you chase these things, you ain't going to walk in this. That's why he said, think upon these things. How do I get my mind out of there? How did I get that off me? I got to think upon these things. Because if I don't think about these, I'm going to think about what I'm thinking about. And now I can't think because it's troubling me, bothering me, overwhelming me. So the first thing, I changed my thinking. He says, think about these things. Then verse 12, fight the what? And lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many. See, you talk good. You have professed a good confession before many folks. Don't make me pull out this text. You done helped a whole lot of folk. You done. Look at this text. 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 You see this text? Go to Job. Go to Job. I want you to see this text. See this? Ain't no shame in going through. The shame is you don't let God get you through. You ain't your savior. Yeah. And Lord, hear this, y'all. I'm preaching to my body. If you ever able to see a fault in somebody else, it's a fault in me. Not the fault, like I'm wrong, but I'm telling you what's wrong with me. So I'm not even thinking about you no more, because I got to get me some help. I got to get me some peace. Even though I know what I'm talking about you, but in order, when I talked about you, I revealed me. See, you can't talk about nothing and it don't show you something. I don't care how much you telling me what's right, I'm telling you what's wrong. So he said, before you try to get that big old, get that little thing out, Noah. He said, take heed to yourself. Because what if just by chance they go get right? You still messed up. Because you didn't deal with yourself. I paid more attention to dealing with them than to realize. I'm letting the devil know he can't have none of us. See, when I preach the word, the spirit of life goes. That's the read down. I'm releasing the spirit of life to contend with whatever I can't sit and talk to y'all individually. I got to release the spirit. And it talks to all of us collectively. Some of us ain't even got a problem to talk about nothing I'm talking about, but I got a problem. That same spirit helps them like it helps you. Are you with me? I'm gone now. I am gone. I'm gone. You know I'm gone. First Job chapter 4, verse 1. It says, and Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, if we are saying, now this is Job, you know Job was a good man. He walking around, he ministering to everybody. Job was the people's choice. And now Job's sitting up there. Good man of God, pastor, preacher, you know, whatever they wanted to call him, what he meant to them. And Job going, sitting up there. And all of a sudden, something hit Job life. y'all sound good preaching. Oh, they both go see that. They're both sat time. Well, what happened now? I ain't heard you speak in tongue yet. Yeah. You growling and wrestling. You ain't. Well, what happened to the Rika de Bosita? He said, and answered and said, if we are saved to commune with thee, you know, just an intelligent, polite way. Look, man, is it possible we can talk to you? Because I know you the man. And if we are saved to commune with thee, will thou be grieved? I mean, you know. You ain't going to get killed or nothing if Job, we tell you what time it is. Can we talk to you? He said, will you be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Verse 3, behold, thou hast instructed many. Thou hast strengthened the weak hands. It's like sound like some of us. We've been a blessing to a whole lot of folk. Preaching the gospel, encouraging folk, calling each other. Come on, somebody. Thy words have upholden him that was fallen. Thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. Verse 5, but now, everybody say, but now. Yeah. But now it's come on thee. And thou hast. No. Did Job fall out? No. He didn't fall out. He quit his discipline. He quit his confessing right. He quit his speaking by faith. He quit his talking by faith. He quit. Come on. Now he's talking about what he see, what he feel, what he. Why me? Come on, somebody. He said, but now it's come upon thee, and thou faintest. It touched thee, and thou art troubled. Come on, now everybody else in here going through. Why are you troubled? Boy, I love this. If you really want to hear that one, you go get it in the message and amplify it. It'll talk to you. Verse 6, is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope? Thy uprightness, he said, really, man, ain't this your faith? Ain't this your, you know, this ain't this the same God that you said he do it for us? He'll do it for you. He's the same God all the time, every day. Well, is he God today? Now that it's your turn. You know, you told me it was God. You told me to get up and be encouraged. You told me to run and not be weary and walk not faint. Job, why are you sitting down there like that? Why are you talking like that? Why you quit like that? Is he not the same God? Is not thy fear thy confidence? Don't you believe he can do you like you said he'll do for me? Is it not your hope? And thy uprightness of thy ways? See, church, we got to get back in faith. We got to walk by faith. I ain't just talking about I'm walking by faith because I'm waiting until he bring it to me. No, I'm talking about I'm doing what he told me to do to get it. I'm saying what he would want me to say over it. Come on, somebody. He's looking for our faith. He ain't looking for the answer. He want, when the Son of Man come, will he find us in faith? Or do we got a list? Talking to a guy that knows all, sees all. We telling you to report what the doctor said. God said, that sound good, son. But where's my report? Because whoever reports you hurling, that's who you believe. I ain't heard you say nothing about what I said. When you gonna, I know you telling me what the devil said, but when you gonna tell the devil what I said? I know you're praying to me about what they did, but when you gonna tell the devil about what I'm gonna do? This is where we're gonna walk by faith, church. This is where we're gonna believe the report. I'm believing God in spite of what's going on. I'm not giving the devil no place. I'm not opening my mouth but to say right words.
That's all right.
Because I want to honor in whom I believe. Not just I believe, but then I speak. So we thank God for the faith that he's given unto us that will not only save us, but would keep us, that would fight for us. Come on, somebody. This is the faith we live by, we walk by. So now the just shall live by. Every day, my everyday life got to be lived by, I believe he gonna deliver me. I believe, not just me saying that, but I'm cooperating with him to do that for me. I believe God gonna answer my prayer. Not you, not you, not. What if my son, my brother don't never change? What am I gonna say? Give them a hand of praise if you believe his report.